Okay, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Marion Hodges is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. She is with us once again. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Jeremy. It's so great to be here.
It's great to have you. And let's start with the group X-Hex. This is called Cosmic Cave. Actually a trio from DC, right?
Correct, yes. And if that doesn't warm you up, I don't know what will. That is just, I feel like that song is just a pure burst of energy, and every time I hear it, I'm like, I can take on the entire world. I can do anything.
Now, this is three women. Is that typical in the world of punk?
No, not so much. That's something that makes it even more special. Yeah, anytime you get a really good punk rock female supergroup, it's just, it's a wonderful and all too rare, but you know, we're going in a better direction with that sort of sight to behold. And actually, I was noticing this morning as I was kind of making my notes, it's a very female centric list of songs that I put together for you today.
All right, well, let's get to the next one. This is Quattro Crazy. This is by the group E La Bamba. Nice sound there. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this is E La Bamba's fifth album, and the primary singer-songwriter is a woman named Luz Elena Mendoza, and she's calling this new album Mujeres, Spanish for women. So again, just really sticking to that female-centric theme, and this one just immediately drew me in. It has that sort of just slightly off-kilter, dizzy, hypnotic quality where you're like, ooh, what is this melody? What is she saying? I'm so interested in this. But the whole thing overall is very light and airy. It keeps going in that path, and then by the end, she's just basically singing la-di-da, la-di-da, and it's you're kind of like, what? There's so much going on here. I'm into all of it.
And they're from Portland.
Yes, Portland, Oregon, a hotbed of indie rock. So lots of great bands, lots of a great musical scene up there, and E La Bamba, a big shining part of that.
Okay, the next one that you brought us is Shelter. This is by Christina O.
On me too. Will you be umbrella? 'Cause I need affection, I need protection too. Yet I calm you when I'm the one who's drowning. What if being selfless is neglecting too? Do you hear me?
Okay, yet again, you have brought us something that is really unusual in the sense that Christina O is 19 years old.
That is
amazing. And we've had 17-year-olds, we've had 18-year-olds, but this is just incredible that these young people are putting out music like this at that age.
I know. Every time I come across one of these artists, I just get a lot of insecurity of like, what was I doing at 19? I was certainly not coming up with
anything. My high school play was not that good, I think, in retrospect, but yes.
No, and she's a poet as well and a spoken word artist, Christina Oh. But she's been at it for a while. She talks about wanting to be a musician from the moment she entered consciousness and listening to Aaliyah on her parents' hi-fi. And there's another lyric in the song that the way she delivers it and just the words themselves, it gives me chills and it stops me in my tracks every time. And it's, "Do you hear me from underneath the covers of my heart?" Again, just really incredible stuff. Mm. The EP she has coming out, Girl in Passing, is her first proper official release. And it's just really exciting to see where she's going to go from here.
Okay, let's get to Sharon Van Etten. This is Memorial Day. This song is from her new album, Remind Me Tomorrow. Tell us about why you chose her and this one.
Yes, that new album just came out a couple of weeks ago. I've been a fan of hers for a while, basically since she kind of showed up on the scene. She's just a great singer-songwriter. Another person who just has an incredible way with lyrics and telling a story. And I'm very intrigued by this album. She was working on scoring films, and so she was working on a film in her practice space that she shares with another person and talks about being drawn over to this synthesizer that person has, the Roland Jupiter 4. So the whole album is kind of built around those synthesizer sounds, which is a little bit of an expansion for her and her sound. And I just think the results are incredibly cool.
All right, we have time for one more. And this is called Circle K. It's by Pedro the Lion.
Got a little allowance from
Pedro the Lion is from Arizona. Circle K is a convenience store in the Southwest.
Correct. And extending a little bit into the South proper, I guess, because I remember going to Circle K when I was growing up in Georgia, and that's part of what drew me to the song, because for some reason that was always my favorite convenience store growing up, and I have no idea why. Yes, this is the first album released under the moniker Pedro the Lion since 2004, and the primary force behind the project is a man named David Bazan. He's an incredible singer-songwriter. He does those very deep, very personal explorations. The new album, is named Phoenix after his hometown, and it's all of these. It's basically a collection of short stories about childhood and his teenage years. And his work is always incredible. He's put out several albums under his own name, but having him go back to that Pedro the Lion project, there's just something a little extra special about that. So many of us grew up with that project, and that track that we just heard, Circle K, has that classic indie rock, slow build, and a great story.
Now, how did Pedro the Lion make it into your almost all women list for us today?
That's a very good question. You can't just stick to all women. There's got to be a dude here and there. And if there was going to be one honorary dude on this list, I would just say he fits in.
That is Marian Hodges, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. If you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org. Marian, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.